Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real Raw Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and this week we're tackling something that weighs us all down and prevents us from living our best life. That's negativity. It's time to empty out the negative. Let's get into it. Negative thoughts, doubts, and fears can weigh us down, holding us back from reaching our true potential. We often carry emotional baggage from past experiences, allowing it to dictate our present and future. But what if we could free ourselves from all of these limitations? What if we could empty out the negative and make space for growth, joy, and success so that you can live your absolute best life? Emptying out the negative is about releasing the burdens that no longer serve you. It's about letting go of fear, self-doubt, and past mistakes so that you can create a life filled with positivity, purpose, and peace. By shifting your mindset, reframing your challenges, and embracing a fresh new perspective, you can take a step into the new version of yourself, one that is confident, one that is resilient, and absolutely empowered. So this podcast today is a guide for you to go through practical steps to identify and remove negativity from your life, whatever is not serving you. And you can do this through self-reflection, actionable strategies, and personal insights. So we're going to learn how to cultivate a mindset of abundance, embrace gratitude, and attract that positivity into our daily lives. So you have the power to break free from negativity and transform your life. So are you ready to let go of what's holding you back and embrace a future filled with endless possibilities? We all experience negativity and the thoughts and emotions from time to time. And it's natural. It's a natural part of just, you know, being a human being. But when negativity becomes a constant presence, a filter through which we see the world, it can really have a big impact on us. It can impact our mental health, our relationships, and our overall well-being. So I want you all to know that this episode today, it isn't about pretending that negative feelings don't exist or suggesting that we should always be positive. It's just strongly about recognizing the impact of negativity, how that impacts our lives day to day, and understanding the sources, the root of it, and exploring how to consciously empty it out of our lives and making that space for more positive emotions and experiences. So we're entering the spring and it's time for some spring cleaning emotionally. So we're going to get real and raw about the struggles with negative thinking and explore how to cultivate a more positive and a beautiful, empowering mindset. So we'll explore the differences, the different forms of negativity, what that looks like, and just discuss some practical things that trigger it that can lead to negative thinking, and unpack practical strategies for challenging negative thoughts, managing difficult emotions, and cultivating a more positive outlook. So we'll be very honest and candid about the effort and consistent practice required to shift our mindset, but also celebrate that immense liberation, joy, and just improve well-being that comes with emptying out the negative and embracing a more positive way of simply being. So what does emptying out the negative really mean? Well, it's all about challenging your negative thoughts, questioning how valid they are, those negative thoughts and replace them with something more positive and neutral thoughts. Managing your difficult emotions. The world is experiencing a lot of challenges right now. So it's so critical for you to manage your emotions and healthy coping mechanisms for dealing with negative emotions like anger, sadness, or fear. Whatever you're dealing with, only you know personally what that is. And cultivate gratitude. I always talk about gratitude, but that's so critical. Focusing on the positive aspects of your life and expressing appreciation for them and setting healthy boundaries. Protecting yourself from negative influence, negative people, negative Nancys, overall negative situations, and practice that level of self-care. Prioritize your emotional well-being, your physical well-being. Those things matter. And develop resilience, building the ability to bounce back from setbacks and challenges. So figure out what are some things that are contributing to your negative thinking. Stress, feeling overwhelmed by life's demanding, you know, things can make it difficult to maintain a positive outlook. Past experiences, negative experiences, they can all shape our beliefs and create a tendency towards negative thinking. Negative self-talk, the constant stream of critical thoughts we tell ourselves, the lack of self-esteem, feeling inadequate or unworthy, that can lead to negative self-talk and that level of perception. Because perception, you know, sometimes that's our reality. So let's work on building ourselves up, building your confidence, building your self-esteem. And toxic relationships, get rid of that. Begin surrounding yourself with positive people by, you know, understanding that your surroundings, negative or critical people, they can influence your thinking. So you have to be mindful of who you let in your circle. What type of environments are you placing yourself in? Because sometimes you can walk fully into a negative environment and you don't know it until you take the time to, be observant and use that level of discernment. And you're like, oh, shucks, this is such a negative environment. It's toxic. So always keep your relationships and the people around you positive. That's something that you have more influence and ability to control. You control your circle, you control your narrative and the type of people that are around you and the energy that they're bringing. That's so critical. I feel like that could be at the top of the list. I feel like that could be number one. So let's talk about some practical strategies for emptying out the negative. The first thing you have to do is get real with yourself and identify your negative thought patterns. Become aware of the common negative thoughts that run through your mind, run through your brain. Get rid of those thoughts. Analyze them and then get rid of them. Empty out the negative. It's sort of like taking out the trash. We're doing spring cleaning, mental spring cleaning. Let's do it. Another thing is challenge the negative thoughts. Question how valid they are. Why are you having those negative thoughts? Why are they constantly occurring? Because if you want to live and be the best version of yourself and have a fulfilling life, your best life, you can't do that if you're constantly doubting yourself and being negative. So figure out where that negativity is. It's coming from, you know, is that based on facts or assumptions? So get to the root of it and reframe those negative thoughts. Look at the situations from a different perspective. What are the potential outcomes? That's so critical, reframing your thoughts. I literally wrote a book on this, so I know all about reframing your thoughts. I mean, you're human. Sometimes some negative things will come to your mind, but you have to reframe that. You'll be so empowered and it'll help you overcome challenges and achieve success. And if you need any, you know, additional resources, my book, Reframing Your Thoughts, a step-by-step guide to manage your thoughts and have a more fulfilling life by Alicia Eads, is available now at barnesandnoble.com. Get your copy if you need that additional resources with just a step-by-step guide and learning how to identify negative thought patterns, replace them with empowering beliefs, and just cultivate gratitude, practicing mindfulness, and setting achievable goals. Those are just a few things that we go over in the journey of personal growth and cultivating that positive mindset, you know, you not only enhance your personal growth, but you'll also improve your relationships and your overall well-being. So you definitely have to understand, if you're not currently, you know, reframing your thoughts, you want that additional resource so you can understand how to embrace those opportunities and just create a life that's more fulfilling, a life full of joy, one thought at a time. So there's some really great practical steps and tips that you'll learn how to cultivate that mental resilience, positive thinking, and emotional balance. Because here's the thing, your mind is the most powerful tool that you have, and it's capable of shaping all of your experiences and influencing the way you interact with the world. So the book is definitely a guide to reframe your thought process so that you can live a more fulfilling life. So let's go ahead and get into some more helpful strategies on this podcast today. But like I said, if you need those additional resources, they are available. Get your copy today. So you want to practice gratitude, and most importantly, engage in activities that bring you joy. Spend time doing things that you love, that you're passionate about, that make you happy and feel calm and relaxed. And just be present in the moment. Observe your thoughts and feelings, and don't judge yourself. And here's a key, a big one. Set healthy boundaries. Limit your exposure to negative people and situations. I'm so great at this. I have boundaries. I think boundaries are so imperative. And boundaries, you're teaching people how to treat you, and also you're limiting your time and resources and energy spent on negative Nancys, because they don't have much going for themselves. So they love you to get in the way of what you're doing and everything that you have going on. So set those boundaries and limit your exposure to negative people. Keep it light, keep it short, keep it cordial, be respectful, but don't spend so much time engaging with them. And if you've done it in the past, cut them short. Start to limit your interactions with them. Understand that emptying out the negative is an ongoing process, and it does take consistent efforts and practice to shift your mindset. So this doesn't happen overnight, but the rewards are so fulfilling. You have a greater peace of mind, improved relationships, increased resilience, and a more fulfilling and loving life. So that's what I have to tell you. I have to tell you, it's the spring. It's time for spring cleaning, but we're going to put a little twist to it. It's time for the mental spring cleaning. So we're going to empty out the negative. The same way you're cleaning out your closets, cleaning out your garage, cleaning out your basements, what your attic, whatever that looks like, your apartment, whatever, your dorm room, whatever that looks like for you. It's time to do some mental inventory and empty out the negative. We got to get rid of all of those negative things that no longer serve you. Like, you should be constantly evolving and growing. So there has to be some things in your life that you just want to empty out. Empty out the negative. Get rid of it. So this week, I want you to focus on recognizing the impact of negative thoughts. How is that showing up in your life? How is that impacting you? And understand, most importantly, how that negativity affects emotions, affects your health, and your overall success, your relationships. Has a big, big, big part of it. So identify the root in any source of negativity in your life. So any form of negativity in my life could be different from the negativity in your life. We are the ones that know when we're transparent and we're real with ourselves, we can identify the sources of what's causing that negativity. Think about those negative thoughts that creep in. Where are they coming from? And challenge those negative thoughts. Don't accept it. Challenge it. And that's the only way you could fully break free from negative thinking patterns. So understand how to interrupt those patterns and challenge them and shift from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset, reframing your problems as opportunities for growth. So it's not what happens to you, it's how you respond to what happened to you and how you move forward. And one of the biggest things to empty out the negative and move forward is letting go of emotional baggage. So we're doing some emotional inventory and we're doing some emotional cleaning today and healing from those past traumas and setbacks. You have to focus on forgiveness, the power of forgiveness, so that you can heal for both yourself and others and get rid of the emotional baggage that's holding us back. And most importantly, release self-doubt. Release the fear of failure. Some of us are so scared, we're just sitting still. We're so afraid of the unknown. We're so afraid of if we fail. I'm more afraid of if I don't try. What if I don't try? Like starting a podcast, spreading these positive messages and being positive. What if I was afraid to fail? What if I thought to myself, oh my gosh, what if no one listened to me? What if? It's not about the failure. It's what if you don't try? What if I don't spit positivity and light and inspire others? If I made a difference in one podcast and someone got something positive out of it and they're able to gain something, that is a stepping stone. That is worth it. So it's not about if I fail. Failure is a part of life. It's if you don't get started. It's if you don't try. And it's if you sit still because you are afraid of failing. Fail and learn. Fail forward. If you're gonna fail, fail forward and learn something from it so that you can do better the next time and do even better than that the next time after that. So understand that. Don't let fear of failure cripple you. It's about how you view things and it's about how you're reframing your narrative. So you got to get rid of that emotional baggage and just replace all of the negativity with positivity. It's a switch. Switch over. Surround yourself with so many positive influences and whatever you need to do, the resources, whether that's reading books, listening to podcasts, connecting with mentors, friend, family members, counselors, just keep it all positive. Practice that daily affirmations and self-compassion. Have compassion for yourself. Show yourself that love and care. The world is hard on us alone, so you deserve to give yourself some compassion and just build a positive and resilient mindset. That's really what it's all about. Developing habits that reinforce positivity, using mindfulness to stay present and focused, and strengthening your emotional resilience in difficult times. The world, if you turn on the news, I don't know if you're watching the news, if you're listening to the podcast, but listen, there is a lot going on and you have to strengthen your emotional resilience in difficult times. If you're in the United States, I'm talking to you specifically for sure. So you have to develop that level of resilience and get a hold of your emotions and get a hold of your thinking and any negativity in your life, whether that's your thoughts, whether that's people, whoever doesn't deserve there. It's time to empty out the negative and be discerning and take inventory, emotional inventory, and be discerning. If there's something there that's holding you back, you got to empty it out. We're emptying out the negative. That's what we're doing this week. I know you can do it. And I'm not talking about going to change your whole life like you're having an identity crisis. No, we're being specific, we're being intentional, and we're talking about all of those negative things in our life that don't serve us. And you have to take it a step at a time because what it's about is developing daily routines and building those habits to reinforce positivity in your life. So building that positivity and resilient mindset, it's a daily practice using mindfulness to stay present and focus and strengthening your emotional resilience in difficult times. And overall, you want to have a sustaining life free from negativity. So the only way to do that is by creating a long-term strategy for a positive mindset, because I'm here to tell you that positive mindset can take you so far in life with your level of commitment and putting action forward with whatever you want in life. You have to have that positive mindset and stay committed to growth and self-improvement and inspire others by leading with optimism and confidence. And understand that emptying out the negative is a journey. It's not a one-time event. We're doing some emotional spring cleaning, but you have to constantly do inventory. And the way to do this is by releasing negative thoughts, shifting your perspective, and embracing positivity. You open the door to a fulfilling and empowered life. The more you practice these principles, the easier it becomes to maintain a mindset of resilience and joy. You have the power to create a life free from negativity, one filled with hope, confidence, and endless possibilities. What area of your life would benefit the most from emptying out the negative? What small step can you take today to challenge a negative thought or cultivate more positivity in your life? Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, you have the power to choose your thoughts, create a more positive and fulfilling life. Empty out the negative, embrace the positive, and watch your world transform. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.